Here on the Saturday Morning Huddle, we talk Raptors football with Ridgeview head coach Dale Tokheim, whose team a winner last night on their home field, defeating Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn Remsen Union 44-12, the final score. You're now 4-2 in the district, coach, and congratulations on last night's win.
Hey, thanks, Chris. You know, I was really happy with the boys' attitude and effort last night. You know, we talked about that's the only things we can control. We have to win. We have to win big in order to have a shot at the wild card spot. And the guys came out and did what they had to do. And I tell you what, I'm going to tip my hat off to MCRU because their kids came out and they played tough. I mean, the score doesn't look like it, but I tell you what, they gave us a game and made us earn everything. So their coach and I talked, and I told him he should be real proud of his kids' effort.
I said 4-2 in the district. You're now 5-3 overall. I'm sure your team had a good effort too last night. Coach, tell me a little bit about this football game, maybe half by half.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Kids had a great effort. We came out and we took the ball and we scored, I think, on our first three possessions. We had probably about a 9-play drive for almost 70 yards that ended with Jake Tokheim on a keeper for a 4-yard touchdown. And then we had a little pass from Franken to Ells for the 2-point conversion. Something that our special teams coach, Justin Kinney, saw that was going to be open. So we did a direct snap to our kicker, and it worked well. And then our second possession was a 2-play drive for about 70 yards again. And Jake Tokheim hit Logan Kuthrill on a 46-yard pass. And, you know, Logan had some great concentration because he tipped it about 4 times while he was running and caught it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ran a boot right, and Jake kept it and had probably a 23-yard touchdown run. And then I think we were going for one and had a bad snap, and Franck and took like a shovel pass from Mitchell, our holder, and raced to the corner and got in for the 2-point conversion. And our defense just did a good job, I thought, in the first half. They only had maybe 2 first downs in the first half, so we probably got a 3-and-out. And had probably an 8-play drive for about 65 yards, and that ended with a Mitchell touchdown, a 3-yard touchdown run, and then Franken had the kick. Defense again held them, we had a nice drive going. We probably went again, you know, probably 60 yards, and probably had our most plays of the night on a drive, we were running a screen because they were just bringing everybody, and it just got tipped, and they intercepted it, and luckily Jake Mitchell and Kevin McGuire chased the guy down and got a tackle, and we held them, and I think Jackson Franken had a great stick right before half as the timer's running out, stopped them on a little pass play, probably on the 1-yard line.
Coach, you know, highlights right there. I hear a lot of kids' names who have been contributing in so many ways. I'm just curious, with your offense putting up 44 points, you have it in front of you, maybe you don't. How many total yards of offense you had?
I know we had 400 and some. I think it was 432. We had 57 rushes for 362 yards, and we were 2 of 6 passing for 70 yards.
Okay. Well, here we go. Heading for week 9, you bring up the wild card a moment ago, and you round out the regular season. You take a little road trip, South O'Brien, next Friday's opponent.
You know, South O'Brien is on a roll, and they're much better than the record shows. I think they've won 3 in a row. And early in the season, I mean, they should have beat HMS. They were down, or they were up with like 2 minutes to go. We watched them on film many times, and they're in the game, and they're hard nosed and improving. So we're going to have to be focused all week. We're going to have to come out and make sure we execute offensively, and we're going to have to be defensive. We're going to have to be disciplined, and we have a shot. I mean, we have to win, number one, and we have to win by 17.
Well, coach, great week of preparation, I hope, for you and your guys, and I appreciate your time this Saturday morning on our coach's show, and congrats again on a 44-12 win Friday night over MMCRU.
Hey, thanks, Chris. We appreciate the coverage.
You're welcome. Anytime. Ridgeview coach Dale Tokheim will take a break. Have more in the coach's show. OABCIG head coach Larry Allen up next on Mix 101.7.